Romeo Yankee Lima, K4RYL mobile monitoring.
Good evening, this is KC4HAN.
How you doing, and are you staying cool?
I'm doing just fine, and yes sir, I'm currently sitting in the truck with my AC running. That's too hot not to be.
Yeah, I walked out of where I work and went out and got in my truck, and I got that AC already primed to come on full blast. I already knew it would be warm. Even though I'm sitting, I left it sitting in the shade this afternoon. Still warm. I'm actually surprised as heavy as the airfield, we aren't getting more storms. I think I looked on the radar, though. It looks like some of these clouds are potential rainmakers a little bit later.
They got a hard time for the atmosphere to give them enough juice to build up to about, I'd say, 30,000 feet or so is the minimum height for a decent storm. So, yeah, I noticed that going down White Horse Road just a few minutes ago, there was a couple of clouds, you know how they stack on top of each other, started to form a cumulus. Very beautiful. I love watching how the structure of storms can build. It's always fascinated me. So I think we could see some rain showers here maybe in the next couple of hours, possibly. Just depends. Really depends on what God decides to do.
I think at this point, I think you might be right. Now that I get a bigger, wider picture as I come down Malden Road, headed towards downtown Greenville, past the old Hitachi plant, I'm looking at it. And one of the most fascinating things, I'm all interested in aviation and getting ready to get cranked back up in flight school. I'll do some monitoring there, and we'll listen to, like, Atlanta Center. When I live down in Charleston, I listen to Jacksonville Center, and you can hear their high frequency, or their frequencies there, and the air band for planes that are, like, between 30 and higher. And it's really cool on afternoons or during times when there are those really, really high thunderheads. You'll hear them talking to each other back and forth over hundreds of miles. You'll hear them back and forth talking to each other. And also Atlanta Center talking about all the ice shooting out the top of the big thunderheads and have it fly around them. So that's pretty cool to listen to.
Yes, I'll have to find a way eventually to listen to all them. But, yeah, and congratulations on going to pilot school, man. That's something I've always wanted to do is get my pilot's license. But last time I looked into it, I was told it would cost me about $15,000 to do all the stuff I needed to do to get my pilot's license. Not saying I'll never get to do it, but I think that's something a little later down the road for me. But I'm about to hop on off here. My mom just got back in the truck, and we're about to head to the grocery store. It's been a pleasure talking to you. This is KC4HAN. I'll be clear on the final. Thank you for the QSO, my friend.
And don't buy too many things like I do at the grocery store. When you go in there and your eyes get bigger than your stomach, you start buying things you shouldn't buy. I'm number one culprit of that. Anyway, have a good one. Stay cool. This is K4RYL Mobile, and we'll be monitoring. Have a good afternoon, 73.
73, certainly.